We return to our study of the Sefer HaChinuch and the Parsha, which again, for Sefer Bereishis, poses an opportunity to be creative, to focus on different parts of the Parsha, and connect them to mitzvos discussed by the Sefer HaChinuch. As our attention continues to be primarily focused on the war and the hostages, we look to our Parsha as an example, Maisa Avo, similar to the bottom, as the Ramban writes, of Avram Avinu's successful war against the four kings, who had defeated the five kings. They were obviously very, very scary, very intimidating people, nations, and they had taken Lot hostage, and Avraham goes to fight. And in that process, the Rishonim count this as one of Avram Avinu's Asara Nisyonos that Pirkei Avos talks about, but doesn't actually list. The Rishonim, Rashi, the Rambam, Rabbeinu Yonah discuss what exactly are these 10 tests. There are some achlokas among them, but everyone seems to agree that Avraham's war against the four kings to recover Lot was one of his tests. What exactly was the test? Rabbeinu Yonah explains that with Avraham's small army of 318 people, maybe just Eliezer, Talmid Chacham, people who weren't necessarily trained for war, Avraham could have been scared, but instead, Avraham put his chazaka ubitachon b'Hakadosh Baruch Hu v'nas lo neis, that he was able to rescue Lot, and able to get the property, and able to make a Kiddush Hashem. Sefer HaChinuch and Parsha Shoftim has two mitzvahs about an attitude during war. Mitzvah 525 and 526 is the lav against being fearful during times of war, and 526 is the mitzvah to appoint a Kohen Meshuach Lachama, whose job it is to give chizuk, to encourage the people. The Sefer HaChinuch quotes from the Rambam in the sixth parak of Hilchos Melachim, where he talks about war. And the Rambam writes, when a person goes to war, they have to have this singular focus about saving Am Yisrael and making a Kiddush Hashem. That a person who's distracted by whatever else is going on, by their fears of their family and whatever else is going to be happening back home, that person is in violation of this mitzvah. They are not giving their full focus to Am Yisrael, and they are not giving their full attention to the mission with which they are charged. And the Rambam writes a promise, something that no person like us could promise, but the Rambam quotes from Chazal, "B'chol hanilcham, b'chol libo, b'lo pachad," a soldier who fights without any fear, v'tia kavanasa l'kadesh es Hashem bovad, and has the intention of making a Kiddush Hashem, fighting for Hashem, muftach lo shelo yimatzei nezek v'lo tagi eyu ra'ah, nothing bad will happen to him, v'yivne lo bayis nachom b'Yisrael, and b'zocha for him and his family to chai olam haba. Avraham Avinu was faced with this terrible challenge, not only because of the personal threat to his family, but also a violation, a chil Hashem potentially. Aksava Kabbalah has an amazing comment where he explains in the Psukim that they didn't just happen to capture Lot. They knew who Lot was, and they took him for that reason. These people had a vendetta against Avram Avinu, his preaching of monotheism, all the values that he stood for. He was Avram Ivri, as the Pasuk emphasizes, in this context. He was different. He was preaching these monotheistic ideas that they hated, and they took Lot as a way of symbolizing their hatred for Avram, for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and for monotheism. We see people who attack us just because we're Jewish, just because we're Ivri, just because we stand for HaKadosh Baruch Hu and all that he is trying to preach in the world about goodness and kindness and making a Kiddush Hashem. And that's why, like Sava Kabbalah explains, Avram's mission to take back Lot, to fight against these kings, wasn't only a rescue mission in the human sense, but also in the divine sense, making a Kiddush Hashem, showing what Am Yisrael stands for, showing what we do when we are threatened. In this sense, Avraham Avinu passed this test with flying colors. He didn't have fear, even though his army was weaker, even though there were a lot of reasons to be afraid, to be doubtful of the people he had chosen from yeshiva to fight this battle. But this is how Am Yisrael fights. They have their horses, they have their chariots, and we, B'Shem Elokeinu Nazkir, that's the greatest Kiddush Hashem of all. I'll end off with the words of Rav Chaim Volozhiner. Rav Chaim Volozhiner, in his commentary, Ruach Chaim on Pirkei Avos, notes that when Chazal described the 10 generations between Noach and Avram, they just say Noach and Avram. But the next Mishnah says the 10 tests of Avram Avinu. And it adds that epithet, it adds Avram Avinu, our national father. And the Ruach Chaim explains that this gives us hope, that Avram Avinu put into our DNA as Avinu with these 10 tests. The Mishnah is emphasizing that he passed down not only a spiritual legacy, but he also passed down in our DNA the ability to withstand these nisyonos, to rise to the occasion, to fight for what's right, to fight for Kiddush Hashem against all those who tend to make a terrible chil Hashem in every generation. We should be zochah, ma'isav, asim l'banim. We should be successful in war. All our soldiers should return home safely. And we should be zochah to have Kiddush Hashem and safety in Eretz Yisrael.